Good morning. Today we're going to focus on the first reading. And when we focus on it, we want to do as the early community did. I mean, the Acts of the Apostles are a description to us of what the early church was. And it gives us a way that we should be church today. You know, even when we come here and, you know, whether we've liked the murals or haven't liked the murals or liked the Adoration Chapel, you know, everything we have done, we've done for a reason, Like this mural here. When we put this mural up, I was very specifically what we wanted here. And again, because if you listen to the first reading, it says the apostles went and they prayed. And what were they praying for? The Holy Spirit. And who did they pray with? Mary, That's why when we're in the middle of, I'm getting here confessions and no one's saying the rosary, and of all days we're going to talk about Our Lady, I thought, don't you dare. But it's amazing that I was in the back watching, and as people were saying the rosary, a good many people were not. They were just kind of sitting there. So you're better than the early community, those of you who didn't say the rosary with the people? You don't need Mary? Is that what you're saying? That you're not going to pray with Mary the way the first reading talks about? You're going to do it alone? You're not going to do it with the Mother of God? So you're better than the early apostles? You're better than Jesus, who needed his mother? You don't need that reality, Now again, I understand. You know, after Mass, someone grabbed me after Mass, and they sat there and says, Father, you know, we just want to tell you how much we appreciate you. And this is always nice, you know. We want to appreciate you. We love how you preach the gospel. You know, some people say you're abrasive, Father. And sometimes you are, but that's okay. And it was a compliment, but it was like, yeah, I know. But the abrasiveness when I'm like this, the way I do this is so, you know, like if you get a diamond, you need something abrasive to make the diamond shine. So I'm here to make you shine. Isn't it exciting? So I'm here to sit there and to say, so if I'm abrasive when I say to you, why weren't you saying the rosary with Mary? Why weren't you praying with Mary? If that's abrasive to you, what should be? Because it's supposed to make you start to think, what is the matter with me? Why don't I pray with the Mother of God? Why do I try to do this alone? Why do I think that I don't need the Mother of God? Why do I have this screwed up theology that says I only need Jesus? Because that ain't what Jesus said. You need the whole community. You need his whole body. And the head of the body is Jesus, but the mother of the body is Mary. So those who have been screwed up in their theologies throughout the years and have said you don't need Mary and don't have devotion to Our Lady and don't say a rosary every day, I need to be abrasive with you because you need to change. You need to sit there and know that that is not God's will for you. And again, nobody likes to be told that, but it's necessary. When we put this up, the purpose of this is to show two things. One, as in the early church, they did everything in community. They prayed in community. They needed each other. And they prayed with the Mother of God. So those are the things I want to focus on. But first, let's focus, before we go on to Mary, let's focus on the community. Again, in the early church, when it comes to the Acts of the Apostles, Acts chapter 2, verse 42 and following, we've talked about it before, they dedicated themselves to what? The four things we've talked about just recently? To the teaching of the apostles, to the communal life, to the breaking of the bread, and to the prayers. Oh, mercy. And to the prayers, the four things, right? The teaching of the apostles, the communal life, the breaking of the bread, and prayers. They dedicated themselves to the communal life. This is what it was to be a Christian. There was no lone rangers in Christianity. Never was and never shall be. Now again, with the rise of Protestantism comes up, then it became more of an individualistic thing. You know that as long as I'm saved by my Jesus, and my Jesus has saved me. But the Catholics have done it too. Because, oh, I go to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. I met with, you know, I was once up in a place and I had this pagan priest. You know, and he looked at me and he was a young priest. And I just thought, oh my gosh, what's happening? And I've thought a thousand times about writing this man a letter and says, you better repent or you're going to hell. Because he looked at me and he was saying a Trinitine Mass and he says, I don't even care if anybody's there. It's just me and Jesus. That's a priest. That's the only matters is he is with his Jesus. Where is the community? Where is the love? You know, as a community, we've went through a lot of tragedies these last weeks, huh? As a private, me personally, I've went through some. I was supposed to be in Mobile, Alabama yesterday, and I couldn't because a friend of mine died. I had to be there with them, who I've known for over 20-some years. Isn't it amazing when something happens to any of us, when there is a tragedy in our life, what do? We go to the community to help us, to build us up, to support us, to love us, to help us know that we're not alone, that we need each other, and that comes out most importantly when there is a tragedy among us, huh? That we go and we support and we love and we build each other up. Why? Because we need to. We are the body of Christ, huh? Like yesterday, as I buried my friend, Our Lady of Peace, I sat and I told the family, as I do every time I have it, that when you have communion today with Jesus, please get beyond just it's you and Jesus. You know, again, after last Mass, someone came to me and says, Father, I missed Mass, and that, could you just give me communion? And I says, no. Well, I have other things to do the rest of the day. It isn't about receiving communion on Sunday. You can do that alone, can't you? I can come over and be an extraordinary minister. I can send someone you, and you can sit at home, and while watching TV, I can give you communion. Is that what the church teaches, that you have to receive communion on Sunday? No, what does the church teach? You need to come as a community. This is a family. That's why it's so important that going to Mass on Sunday is so important that if you miss Mass on Sunday, the church teaches that's a what? A mortal sin. You die in mortal sin, you go to hell. Why? Because it shows you trying to do it without the community. You're trying to do it just you and Jesus. You know, again, as I was over at this funeral, I haven't seen some people in a long time, and one guy looked at me, I said, you go to church on Sunday? And he goes, Father, you don't have to go to church on Sunday to be spiritual. Now, I've heard this once or twice before. So I go, bam! Absolutely, you got to go to church. This is about a community. We are the community, the body of Christ. So I said to these people, I said, you do realize when you receive communion today, you not only become one with Jesus, which of course you do, but you become one with what? Everybody in Jesus. Again, as I've talked about before, there is no such thing as the communion of the damned. The damned are alone forever and ever and ever. If you're just here for me and my Jesus, the aloneness is what damnation is, being alone forever. What heaven is, we call it the communion of the saints. We are together forever. That's why when you go to Mass on Sunday, it's like a mini heaven. We get to be with each other and Jesus forever. It's heaven on earth. That's why it's a big deal, huh? And so when you receive communion, you have this communion with Jesus. Of course you do. But you also have communion with your family that's throughout the world. You have communion with your brothers and sisters, or your mother or father, or your grandparents who've died and they're in heaven. There's a true intimate communion here because we belong to each other because of Jesus Christ. Mary isn't separate from Jesus. She's in Jesus. And if the early apostles prayed with Mary, so we do the same thing. Mary doesn't take the place of God. She's not the intercessor. There's only one intercessor, and Jesus. And when she intercedes with Jesus. But they prayed with her for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit as a community. We pray with her. Think about it. The reason I purposely have the rosary said before this Mass is so we can pray with Mary before we enter into union with Jesus. Every day, Monday through Thursday, when I'm in town, I pray with people, smaller numbers as the years have went by, and you could add to those numbers in a good way if you want to wake up early enough. But anyway, at 6 o'clock in the morning, we meet in that chapel, we get on our knees, some do, I don't, and we get on our knees, because I'm too fat, and as we get on our knees, the first thing we do is we don't pray alone, we pray with Mary as we say the rosary. First thing every morning at this church, we pray with the Mother of God. Huh? Why? So we can continue to be formed by her. Jesus was formed by his mother in his humanity. So who of us could say, you don't need Mary to form you? You don't need to go to the school of Mary and let Mary form you and teach you the way she formed and taught Jesus, her son. Everything we do is about being a member of the family. We will be together forever, huh? Even today, when we say the prayer that Jesus taught us, the prayer begins, our. You can never say that prayer and say, my. You can never say, my Father. You can never just be in relationship with the Father without being in relationship with everybody else who's in Jesus Christ. It's always our. So, to reflect on, do you pray as a member of the community? Is that why you're here? So that we together can come together as a family and pray the way the early apostles do. And do you pray with Mary, or do you pray alone? If the early apostles could not pray without the Mother of God, and it was specifically added in there with Mary, they wanted to make darn sure, the Spirit of Living God wanted to make darn sure that you and I know how they prayed as a community with Mary. That's the way we got to pray. And that's why, again, when you walk into our Adoration Chapel, again, when we designed those windows, I designed them on purpose. So when you go in there and you're all alone in the middle of the night and you look at all the angels and saints around you on those windows, it's to remind you you're not praying alone, even if you are alone. You're always praying as a member of community. And while you're in there, you see right smack next to the closest to the Blessed Sacrament is who? Mary. We pray with her no matter where we are. And we pray as a community. So today, reflect on it. Have I been abrasive with you? Maybe. On purpose. Are you a member of the community in prayer? And you pray with Mary? If not, it's time to change so you can become that diamond. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stand and let us profess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven.